from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. Home invasion in Point Pleasant Borough in broad daylight, and a California couple has now been charged. The Ocean County Prosecutor's Office says the home invasion burglary happened Thursday afternoon just before 2 p.m. while the owner was home. A shot fired inside the house on Barton Avenue. The back door found to be forced open. They say 23-year-old Jaheim Wilson and 21-year-old Olea Brown stole a number of items before running out of the house. It's not clear if the home was targeted or if it was a random break-in or if somebody in the house was shot. The duo was located in Toms River and taken to the Ocean County Jail. Sportsbooks in New Jersey are offering microbets. These microbets allow gamblers to rapidly place bets on single moments of action, like whether the next pitch in a baseball game will be a ball or a strike. Besides being extremely addictive, Assemblyman Dan Hutchinson says they make it easy to rig outcomes.
Any pitcher can throw a pitch, and if it's designed to be a ball, you may never pick up on it. And a lot of professional athletes get involved in gambling. This could corrupt the integrity of the sport.
Hutchinson says has introduced a bill to ban micro betting in New Jersey. Any casino or betting app would be fined $1,000 per each micro bet they accept. A boil water advisory remains in effect for thousands of customers after a water main break in Patterson. Officials with Patterson Valley Water Commission says they hope to finish repairs on the main that broke Friday, cutting off service to more than 185,000 customers. The 30-inch pipe buried 10 feet or more underground broke, cutting off or reducing water pressure throughout the city and neighboring municipalities. Water quality testing continues to determine when the boil water advisory can be lifted. New Jersey has 20,000 restaurants with 375,000 industry staff, which is something to celebrate. And the New Jersey Restaurant and Hospitality Association is organizing a New Jersey Restaurant Week. President and CEO Daniel Klim says it's easy to take part.
We're encouraging restaurants to sign up for free at njrestaurantweek.com. They can support a local charity. They can create a prefixed menu. They can give a discount, whatever they'd like to do.
New Jersey Restaurant Week is set for Friday, October 17th through Thursday, October 23rd. New Jersey 101.5 News Time is 8:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Mostly sunny and hot today. Highs not far from 90, but staying in the lower 80s at the shore. Clear tonight, it'll be mild. Lows down to the middle 60s. Staying hot and turning more humid with plenty of sunshine on our Tuesday. Highs will be in the lower 90s, but still staying in the 80s at the shore. Wednesday, another hot and humid day. Sun mixing with some clouds. A thunderstorm around late in the day or at night. Highs in the lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
New Jersey weather made possible by Casino Pier on Breakwater Beach in Seaside Heights. There's still plenty of time for more summer fun. And you get character meet and greets, princess sing-alongs, live animal and interactive dinosaur shows. And don't forget to buy a crab to benefit Memorial Sloan Kettering. Find out more at CasinoPierNJ.com. Right now, Parsippany 65 degrees. It's 68 in South Plainfield, Manahawkin 68. Download our free app to take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24-7. Good instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.